Simon & Schuster Audio presents Star Trek, The Next Generation, All Good Things, by Michael Jan Friedman, read by Jonathan Frakes.
Q hated balalaika music. Hated it with a passion. However, he would put up with it just this once. He sat at a solitary table on a candlelit balcony overlooking a beach. Down below, out of the corner of his eye, he saw two figures hopping around, removing their shoes. As he watched, they slipped away from the orange circle of light that emanated from the tavern. One was male, one female. One broad-shouldered and big-boned, the other comparatively slender. They were both barefoot as they made their way along the margin of the sea, leaving wet footprints in the sand. From time to time, one of them would reach for the other's hand and let it go again. It was obvious that they were still in the courting stage, feeling each other out, uncertain of how far to take this evening without overstepping some unstated boundary. Such a waste of time. If they wanted to procreate, why not do so? Why this elaborate and confusing ritual? When they could be spending their time on more valuable pursuits, on the improvement of their backward race, for example. But no, not them. All they could think of was their own petty concerns. He shivered at the inanity of it, at the sheer unmitigated ego, a subject on which he was quite the expert. The breeze ruffled the stars in the clear night sky, but he wasn't really there to soak up the scenery. He was making his plans, weaving his web like a big, fat, black spider, strand by dangerous strand. And the best part was they had no idea what was coming, no idea how it would affect their puny lives or what role he would play in it. They didn't even know he was here in their holodeck fantasy. Soon enough, they'd be dancing to his tune. And not just the two faint-hearted lovers on the beach, but the whole caboodle of them.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?